The following podcast has been produced by WIRX Radio for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast do not constitute medical, legal, or professional advice and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this company, our promotional sponsors, or advertisers.
Rock 107 WIRX, welcome to the WIRX podcast. Show number, I don't know what show.
Lucky number 13.
Are we on 13 already? Man, this has flown by, Rick.
Damn.
It's crazy. We're just covering it all. So we are here once again to discuss the wonderful world of, I know we just say marijuana, but there's so much more to it now. So the wonderful green world that we are that we are slowly growing.
It's a wonderful world.
I had to do it. You said
get
it.
Out. You said get out. We got Rick Jeremy with us, and we're going to meet our guest here, Joel, here in a little bit, and talk with him, find out his story. I always love having new guests in here and just finding different outlets and avenues and information as we continue to discuss the ever-changing world here in Michigan when it comes to whether hemp or marijuana, medical side, recreational side, and everything in between. So I liked how you kind of word, Rick, how we're going to discuss the things that marijuana isn't doing.
Right.
And I guess, I'll let you take the lead and kind of, I know you got a meeting tonight that you're going to.
Yeah, the Benton Harbor, I believe it's school meeting, school board meeting they're having in the auditorium.
Okay.
Gretchen Whitmer was invited.
Yes.
Whether she comes or not is, I haven't heard confirmation on that, and nobody has.
So yeah.
She may or may not. I think it would be important for her to come.
Yeah.
But, to the point, the marijuana and cannabis and pot and weed and the reefer has done little to nothing for what we voted it in for.
Mm-hmm.
We voted it in for its benefits medicinally. It is helping in that regard, but it's very hard for our patients to get their medicine. So there's a roadblock. And as far as the money and the monetary aspects, we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
All this pot's moving around. Got all these caregivers and all these people gifting and doing things.
Yeah.
And here we are with no revenue from it.
What I think, I'm glad we're bringing this up because one of the platforms that people supporting this and voting on it for was this is going to be beneficial for the state.
Yeah.
It's not just beneficial for the people who smoke or people who need it or take it medicinally or just want to smoke a joint on their back porch. It's beneficial with the tax dollars that are coming in, what it can do for the state of Michigan. Right. We've seen it done in other states. And now, okay, it's legal, but what are we doing with it? Are we just kind of twiddling our thumbs? Right. What do we need to do to kind of see the benefits of it being legalized?
We need to set in legislation how this money is going to be displaced and when and how when it can start coming in.
Yeah.
We don't have any recreational money coming in because we don't have any dispensaries, you know, all these things. I did hear that emergency rules will be in place by the end of this month.
Okay.
Possibly as soon as.
Yeah.
For recreational marijuana. So hopefully in those details they will give us an avenue to start.
Okay.
Building a business, paying some taxes, moving forth that way.
Yeah.
As caregivers and as the, you know, I guess the medical growers right now, I'm sure they're paying some kind of taxes.
Yeah.
You know, there's some kind of structure there, but we need that other end, that lower end structure, that mom and pop store that's going to open up the.
Yeah, if you want to open up a bodega and, you know, and sell recreationally. You got something there, J Dog?
So,
J Daddy?
They just came out with statistics. I was reading an article, and 6% of the medical marijuana that's sold in Michigan, only 6% is distributed by the licensed provisioning centers, the licensed cultivation centers as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So. They're like the excess is coming from caregivers.
Oh,
94% is coming from caregivers.
And they want to keep cutting us off from getting to dispensaries. Yeah.
So if you don't have an established plan for you know, taxing those caregivers, you know, everything's going under the table type thing, like, you know, for one, that's just not good business practice.
No.
But also you have 94% of that money is not being taxed.
That's insane.
So you have to I would, you know, recommend Michigan to come out with a plan to establish ground rules for the first, you know, the patients years, or the caregivers to do
first
that.
5 years, 30%. That's it, is.
I think 30%. Now on recreational.
Yeah.
And, you know, it can be a test, but I believe that's what Colorado did. But 30%, it's a high tax, mm-hmm. and this is a luxury thing at recreational, mm-hmm. so it's no different than alcohol or cigarettes.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
In the sense that it doesn't harm you, it's actually more beneficial.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, if it's going to be your leisure, then you pay for it.
You brought up a good point there, because you think about, sorry, Hunter, I know you jump in there, but you think about, yeah, alcohol is taxed, crazy mm-hmm. amount. Cigarettes, that's a new tax on that every single year. Mm-hmm. A pack of American Spirits is $8.95 mm-hmm. at most places. And of course, the healthy cigarette.
Wink, wink. The healthy one.
Oh, don't worry, the filter's biodegradable. It's okay.
Right.
And this is coming from a guy who's trying to quit smoking since I was 14.
You can do it.
I can talk.
I didn't do it.
You
gotta smoke weed. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Well,
my physical addiction of this was just light up a joint. Like far as the want to have something between,
just replaced.
I just have a joint in my hand. I wouldn't have it lit. I just hold it.
I just go to bathroom stalls at truck stops. That's how I get my oil fixation.
I gotta do is put a joint in my hand.
That's the alternate version there on the album. But yeah, you think we tax the hell out of that? People are still buying cigarettes. Buying alcohol, why can't we? And I'm sure there's got to be something in place, or is there kind of like we're just kind of dead in the water right now with it?
I think there is some balls moving.
Yeah.
Whether they're the right ones or not, I don't know. I mean, her point of view, our governor, she mentioned the other day $2,500.
I got
$2,500 from each citizen would have to be.
The quote right here from Governor Gretchen Whitmer says that, quote, every man, woman, and child would have to smoke about $2,500 worth of marijuana per year to fix our roads.
I'm just going to say right now that my wife could do that. In a month and a half.
So, that's just her.
That's just her.
Yeah.
And we can't grow enough for the demand right now, so that should tell you that that's very feasible.
Yeah.
Very feasible. 2 pounds a year for a heavy smoker, probably. 3 pounds a year. I mean,
wow. My thing is like, so that's just, you know, smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so we add in all the other taxes that we're taxed on.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that number really
exactly?
Get to, you know, so
I'm sure that'd dwindle down a little bit if she includes the
every other tax that there is.
You're not saying she's biased, are you?
Not whatsoever at all.
Well, and adding to that's just okay of marijuana. Let's talk about CBD oil. Let's talk about hemp products. If we're taxing, which all that would be,
and actually, all of that is.
Well, I'll bring it back around because
what's the percentage?
Yeah,
there is no special percentage tax on hemp products.
What you're doing right now.
It is a sales tax.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. But at some point, that one there too should maybe not necessarily because I think especially it's more medicinal value, mm-hmm. but there should be something placed there different than just the sales tax.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. For sure.
So if you have a provision center, you know, maybe you have to be kind of bound into that local area helping mm-hmm. them in some fashion.
Yeah.
You know,
I think what it boils down to is anything that's going to be sold to a dispensary, I think that might have.
Maybe fall under that 30% like we talked about.
Got a question. So a medical marijuana facility or a dispensary, the dispensaries can't get it from caregivers.
Correct. Right now they
can't.
Again. Yep.
Do dispensaries and medical marijuana facilities get to choose where they get it from?
Yes.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can choose.
And that's also creating monopolies, yes.
Right.
So it's creating a monopoly in the sense that if somebody has a big grow and then they also own a dispensary, well, obviously they kind of want to get their product through there.
Yeah, exactly.
As much as possible.
So you're going to get different types of marijuana throughout different types of dispensaries and mm-hmm. facilities.
Yeah.
It's not all the same. It's not like this Walmart over here is the same as that Walmart over there.
At some point, they probably want to grow that large. They want to grow something as big as a small, you know, something that large and have it isolated to one, you know. But, I mean, it's not feasible. It's with the caregiver program, we're still hard up trying to meet demand.
Yeah,
you
know? Producer.
Dude, you just said something where that kind of blew my mind. You just Walmart off the top of your head. At some point, are we going to see places like Costco, Walmart?
Yeah. For sure, on the CBD. That's right
the
around
CBD.
That's this summer.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. You think so?
That'll be this summer.
Already.
So, yeah. Wow. Really? They're going to have it in their pharmacy area.
Definitely. Wow.
They're all jumping
CBD,
in that one, no doubt.
Yeah, this summer.
Mm-hmm. So you go to Walmart essentially and get a pack of joints.
Yes.
In theory.
In theory, right.
Wow.
Now, I did hear that, I don't know CBD, whether this will be true THC. Or not. In these emergency rules, there's a possibility that THC, the THC factor to some extent, might be allotted in any store.
And that's what I kind of mean is, yeah, obviously, like the CBD oil and hemp products, but if we're
THC
actually talking
side.
THC
so,
side, yeah.
So if you have a 5-to-1 ratio candy in your store, as long as it's that one ratio, one portion is THC and then the other side being CBD, they might allot that.
Yeah.
We'll
the
see.
Great value brand joints.
No, yeah. God.
Brock.
That's what I would smoke. I'm not paying name brand here, all right?
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of caregivers out there growing some
great value brand
shit.
Brock, my weed comes in bricks.
Mine's on the bottom shelf. Don't you give me that top shelf stuff, all right? I like a nice burn in the throat.
right.
Got to throw mine in the magic bullet.
That's right.
Nice.
Oh my God. That's so weird. So really where we're at right now and kind of what we're discussing is just we voted on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm sure you guys all expected those hurdles. It doesn't seem like you're hitting as many roadblocks on the hemp side.
The simple fact of it being an agricultural commodity federally legalized is something that is
so huge.
Helping us proceed with minimal pitfalls.
But pushback on that. Okay. Yeah.
There's some, but it is minimal.
Yeah, but on a federal
financial institutions, because we can't get loans.
So you guys still can't, even though, but you're legal on a federal level, though.
Yeah, we can't get like a credit card. We can't get a credit. From John Deere, you know, they won't sell us a damn tractor, man.
Dude.
Like, what?
Not on no damn credit. You got cash money.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's right, maybe.
Yeah.
You
don't
get no credit, farmer credit.
Oh, man, that's so wild, man. It's so wild. So with Whitmer coming through and wanting to fix the damn roads, and now we see a viable way to tax it.
The gas right off the get-go, which that obviously that failed because we don't want that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd venture to say maybe 5% of all of the state's recreational cannabis tax money going to the roads.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say 5%. It's in the millions. That's in the millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Probably tens of millions. I would think that'd be a good start, 5%.
Just absolutely.
Right to the roads. And then, I mean, divvy it up. 5% to our schools, 5% to our schools.
And
roads,
see, now
so
there's
on.
The other I was just going to bring up. Now, schools, too, has there been pushback saying, well, we don't want our kids to have books provided by the marijuana industry?
Yes, and
pages are made of hemp.
There is some people probably in some of these, you know, municipality positions and councils that have that point of view, but it's completely null and void when you really look at what is going to occur.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we're bringing weed into the schools or weed for schools. It's the money derived from.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
If there's a huge benefit and an influx of money over here, why the hell wouldn't the schools take it?
Yeah. And I think it would be strictly just because of always go back to the demonization of it. It's like, those books were bought with drug money.
Yep.
And it's like, no, it's legal.
Berrien Springs, I spoke with a lady there when I was going to try and get into some of their meetings, but I stopped. Her first words was, we didn't feel like we wanted to sell our souls for money or for influx of, taxes. I said, okay, well, carry on.
Misinformation's still out there.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Luckily with what we got going on here, this is huge.
Mm-hmm.
But to have, more avenues, more platforms of that information is really going to, sway people's misconceptions.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
We need leaders to step up and actually write this shit out. Like, listen to us and take you know, actually go out there and they, it's funny, the fuckers campaign and they come out to us then and they, when they want us, but they won't come out and do any campaigning on any of the damn issues. They just hide.
No, of course. No, they got their job. They got their cushy government job, and then they won't come out and
got that check.
Oh, exactly. They got their, they got their company, they got their government funded car, they got their house that's getting paid for, they got all this.
Representing Southwest Michigan somewhere in Washington.
Yep.
We were talking about that the other day too. Is the generation? It's a generational thing. Once they are, our older folks, our parents, our grandparents are already kind of
getting there
over
the
edge.
They're getting there, yeah.
And I think it's a generational thing, man. Once it hits,
it'll be a big turn.
Yeah,
it'll be a big turn.
Yeah.
I said the day I know when everything is turned. The day.
Turnt
the day my dad smokes a joint. That's the day I'm like, things have changed.
I don't see that happening. Your dad is a pretty open-minded guy, but I don't see him sparking up a fatty anytime soon.
No.
Have an edible with him.
Yeah.
Just sneak it to him. CBD gummy.
There you go. Hey, you know, your dad was a Green Beret. He might. That would probably be beneficial. Calm him down.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Take care of that PTSD.
That's right. Yeah.
Bit,
yeah.
Definitely helps.
He's not hiding in the bushes from Charlie, you know? So all right. Well, I know, again, we've always discussed, I think we're all on the same page when it comes to what needs to be done. Realistically speaking, best of your knowledge, when are we going to see the brick and mortar stores up being able to sell recreationally?
By the end of the year.
And really?
Yeah.
I did not expect that.
If they don't, then there's a bigger problem even yet.
Yeah.
But the push is here. It has to be by the end of the year. We got to be doing things.
Okay.
Like, really, so doing things all over the state.
The process of that, if I want to open a, store,
I think it, for like me and you, it's the micros.
Yep.
So I'm going to aim for that. I'm going to aim for that micro style.
Yeah.
What that is going to encompass, I don't know completely, but I'm looking at it as the brewery side of things. Everything's in-house.
Yep.
So I grow in-house. I process in-house. I dispense in-house.
Yeah. Yep. It's all right there. It's contained. Yeah. You know the you know what I... You know, what?
I was thinking, could you? I think they do it in Amsterdam, right?
Open a bakery?
Yeah, a bakery, but it's just like it's like a bar, but it's weed.
Yep.
Yeah,
you smoke right there, you hang out right there.
Yeah, you could do that.
And that's essentially what they're kind of aiming at, but of course, those are going to have some guidelines, some rules.
Oh, of course.
Some responsibilities. I'm thinking more on the lines of like an eatery, a diner, something that's chill and people can hang out, you know, maybe whatever, a bar setting where you can shoot the pool, whatever.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But you still need some time after you've consumed it to relax. And if you're going to drive away.
Of course. Well, but it's so funny is I guarantee the cops will be just hanging. I'm not knocking officers or anybody like that. But people leave bars drunk every single day. Right now, there's someone leaving a bar drunk. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee if there is a bar setting or a place where you can go and indulge, they'll be waiting outside of that for and eventually, who knows, maybe that'll change. And or not, obviously, promoting, you know, you shouldn't drive under the influence of anything.
Right.
Except for cocaine. Then you get where you're going a lot faster. But you know what's I think would be a great idea is one of those the old drive-through coffee shop ones, little bodegas right there.
BYOB, or you know, you just buy your bud and move on.
Get out of there,
I was thinking of
buy your own bud.
Yeah, I like that.
Trademarked.
I was thinking of a video game bar. You know, you have all types of video games. So you get there and you smoke.
You got dabs going.
Because, I mean, drinking's nice at a bar to play pool because you're getting loud. You're getting crazy. Smokers, it gets a little quiet. You got to have something to do.
Right. I'm thinking a DJ corner booth, and then he's got an elaborate dab rig that just hangs out over the crowd.
Right.
And then you got straws. And then he's just dropping dabs.
There you go.
Dropping beats.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's dab o'clock.
It's dab o'clock. Everyone grab your straw.
Yes.
You walk in, you get a fresh mouthpiece that goes right just like a hookah bar. But
you don't swap that.
How much food you could sell at that place?
Oh man,
just vending machines and dabs.
So one of my ideas was a hookah, like a hookah lounge concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so chill. Got some guy on a sitar in the corner just going, oh,
those
God, yeah.
Cool shit,
yeah.
Way.
Oh, dude, if I could learn how to play that, I'd just, so cool. I'd be out on the street corner.
Hookah lounge.
The old sitar. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's a great idea, man.
I'm flying in my carpet, dude.
Will Smith ain't got shit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, fuck you, you blue Will Smith. You got nothing. That's terrible. That's terrible. That's actually quite surprising. I was thinking, mate, just obviously talking and seeing now with, you know, comments like that, you know, mm-hmm. obviously just...
there's still... I think she's just... I don't know.
She's trying to appease to everybody.
Yeah, and I think when she really sees how this really is, she's going to be all for it. Like, oh my God,
stuff.
Why has it? You look at Colorado. Just look at that. And I know government is fueled by money and power.
Yeah.
And everyone there, I don't care. All the good intentions, I'm different. Look at me. You can tell I'm ready to work because my sleeves are rolled up. They're still politicians.
Yeah.
And they are still chasing that almighty dollar. And that's why they're in politics. Yeah. You know,
Dancing for somebody.
And they're dancing for somebody. Yeah. And I'm telling you what, this industry would not mind people dancing for him because there's a lot of money to be made.
Yeah, maybe as caregivers, I'll just put it out there. Let's start lobbying the government.
What's funny is that you're now seeing former career politicians get into the cannabis industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, duh.
Yeah. We did, actually, that's what I wanted to talk about.
You're
last
sitting
time.
On the board of directors of some of the largest cannabis companies in the world.
Real quick before we move on, we were talking about the money thing. I read this somewhere. Didn't Michigan just pass Colorado in the money?
Medical sales?
Medical sales. Michigan just...
But that might be, too, because they got recreational now. That's probably...
Partially.
Their medical side is separate. Right. So if you have a medical card, you can still go to that medical dispensary. I think that the quality might be a little bit better. Yeah. That's where they're hiding
on the medical side. There,
that's where they're hiding their quality.
Yeah,
right.
Guys in white coats making that.
That's what we should do too. I honestly like our medical should be have the best, and then recreational have the best that they can get.
Yeah.
You know, when it's there,
still a clean product, still a good product.
Right.
But
and maybe they do get some of this over here when it's overflow.
Yeah,
you know, that'd be okay or whatever. But
dying, I want to be the highest as I can be. For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Want the cleanest medication.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's a better way to put it.
It with the medical side, what it does too, it allows the patient to get their medicine at a reasonable rate, and then on the rec side, they want to spend that money.
Do insurance companies cover medical marijuana in the states where it's legal?
In probably two shows, I'm going to have a guy in here as an insurance.
Beautiful, good. We can talk about it then. Awesome. Just
Farm Bureau. You know what
Brad?
Talking about? Yeah.
Oh, Brad.
Yeah,
Brad. We love Brad. Because that good. We'll cover that. That'll be great. Yeah. That'd be very interesting. Well, of course, we learned in Half Baked that the good stuff is at the hospital. Yeah, man, I see he goes and steals that brick of it.
Prescription is all you need. Oh.
Yeah.
Another thing.
What do you got?
I got to talk to a lady today. She's a physician pediatrician, and she is now prescribing CBDs for children.
Oh, wow.
In Marion County.
Oh, that'd be...
So I'm going to speak with her today and get some more information and maybe... Maybe even get her, you know, to speak out here.
I would love that. Obviously, there's still so much we can cover
but
on all that side.
What we're aiming for here is getting into it. So her being a physician, getting this in there. Starting, you know, BC Hempco starting to make a move towards that
medical side.
That where they're going to accept it, you know, prescribe it to children.
That will be, I think, a really big thing. People can get their heads around adults doing it. Yeah. I don't think that's the issue, but I guarantee even the people that are like, oh, well,
but
I'm still
Joey,
not sure
when
on
Joey's
it, but
over here, all over the place, flip-flopping around, and you give him CBD, and he chills out, and he starts coloring.
Yep.
There's your answer. You know what mom needs is some damn calm kids for 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Well, you can see it firsthand.
There's, epilepsy issues. There's, mm-hmm. you know.
So many.
Oh, I've seen you got Parkinson's, a guy, you know, just taking like one little drop underneath his tongue and 10 minutes later, he's not shaking at all. Right. Took it right up to his mouth. That's what I was going to bring up. But actually, Jeremy's mentioned how, you know, you got some of these higher ups, these former politicians that are on boards now. Yeah. Well, that football player that just retired.
Oh, Bell?
Well, not Bell?
No, Ricky Williams.
No. Oh, no, not Ricky? Well, not Ricky. No, there was this defensive lineman that just retired. He literally
came out and said he smoked.
And he said he's
time.
Like, oh yeah,
Chris Long.
Was it Chris Long? Yeah. And I love that. And then we had that big discussion. It's like, is it okay for professional athletes to be able to smoke? Yes. Yeah. And I absolutely do. And then,
Michael
of course,
Phelps. Michael Phelps.
Well, how else are you going to eat 10,000 calories if you're not high?
Speaking on that professional athlete and cannabis, you know, I was involved in, or had a really good friend that was involved in professional MMA.
Oh yeah.
And pretty much every professional athlete, Rashad Evans, all those big name guys,
yeah,
you know, they would heal themselves with marijuana. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, if
it builds your immune system, building your recovery. So if you work out a lot and you're doing that, you're actually going to get a faster recovery.
Yeah, And so it'd be interesting. Will it be labeled as a performance-enhancing drug at some point? Will it be? I could see them doing that.
Possibly. I mean, again, look at Michael Phelps and look at Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Fastest people alive, got so many gold, you can't even carry it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they smoke.
Yeah. Well, Ricky Williams, one of the best running backs, he took it a little farther. He's like, nah, I just want to smoke. Yeah, I'm not going to run the ball. I'm done actually doing the football side. But
not too long ago, they had an interview with like five NBA players from the 90s and early 2000s, and they all smoked weed. They all admitted smoking weed through the whole thing. And they're like, how popular is it? Are people doing it? All five of them said, not only is everybody doing it, coaches.
Yeah.
Coaches blazing.
Owners.
Yeah.
He says everybody's doing it, dude.
Nice. So that means Michael Jordan, 1996,
smoking weed.
That blunt in the picture, the Sports Illustrated.
Oh yeah, that cigar.
No, that cigar is full of.
That was the fattest blunt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
that's not just a Cuban. That is a straight up blunt.
It just shows you, man. I mean, these guys are out there doing professional things. They act professional.
Yeah. Right.
You know, they portray themselves as really, you know, being professional.
And their physical monument.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course.
That tells you it's healthy for your body.
Going back to the kids' side there, and what a discussion, because one lady commented on, like, no, because they're supposed to be role models for children. Sure. But, I mean, that's anything. You had pretty much the entire 90s Cowboys doing lines of cocaine
and
constantly.
Strippers.
And people still look at strippers, exactly. Yeah. So, it just all comes with the proper education, the information getting out there. Yeah. It's just, you mentioned that. I'm like, that guy literally, he retired and said, oh, by the way, I smoked all the time.
And, you know, I think people think that it's going to be legal. Everybody's going to start smoking it.
No.
Everybody has the choice.
If I had a dollar for every job I quit and told him that.
Yeah.
You know, I smoked the whole fucking time.
It became legal. And my wife, she doesn't smoke pot. She doesn't mind it.
No.
You know, when it's around, she's not like, ugh.
Yeah.
But the choice is there. She can. Yeah. And she's like, I just don't want to.
Yeah.
You know,
That goes to the addictive properties of it, too, that there are none.
Yeah.
You know, again, a lot of people, I'll burn one. You're an instance. Like, I bet you if you did a line of coke, it'd probably lean you towards maybe another one.
Why do you have some? Don't tempt me, goddammit.
Yeah, exactly. But you won't sit here and say you absolutely must need or have to have a joint at the moment.
No.
You
know? And there's so much out there. Again, we could just spend all day talking about the misinformation, which we're trying to, like, we tell everyone here, this is strictly just for you to make up your own mind. And I think people are starting to, because more information, the proper information, is getting out there. I mean, you still with the world we live in with news out there and misinformation being spread around like that. You grandmas emails from grandma that are like, did you read this article? You smoke one marijuana, you're dead. Right. No, grandma, that's not close.
I just recently got a troll on my page.
Oh, you did?
I've never been trolled before, really. So it took me some time to figure this guy out. He's like from California and he smokes or whatever, but he trolls against it. Like, so I was in conversation with somebody from Alabama that had somebody with brain tumor and speaking serious shit, and he trolls upon that and shits on it. I don't understand them guys. Like, I understand your premise on trolling people and pissing with people and being a little dickhead.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. But on some real shit like that.
He's got a keyboard. He's got an opinion. Yeah. And he ain't going to change that.
Well, yeah. But, but
his opinion is it's that far right side bias side. But he's not really not really thinking. That's not his real opinion. He's just playing the game.
Anybody who sees it, too, though, knows that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, a lot of them catch it.
Anybody with common sense knows the trolls.
I'll tell you what, though. That's getting few and far between.
You injected marijuana leaves and something, something.
You injected it once, and now you're addicted.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys brought in a guest?
Yeah. Should we meet Joel?
Yeah, come on.
Hey, what's up, Joel?
How are you guys doing?
Who are you, Joel?
Well, I am one of the owners of BC Hemp Co., and I am responsible for all the boring stuff.
All the boring stuff?
Yes.
So you're what's the boring stuff? The
boring stuff is mounds of paperwork.
Is it made of hemp?
You know,
we're getting there.
Not yet.
Well, soon. Another hat is being in charge of the finances, and the hemp paper is definitely not feasible at the moment.
But
brand awareness, product development and design work with Rick with that, and looking to grow our wholesale distribution as we get more products coming in.
Very cool. And obviously you got to have, and I'm, this is great that you brought him in, because we obviously get to have a lot of fun here and we talk a lot of things, but there are a lot of working wheels in this. It's not just a couple dudes and some tents growing some smoking weed. It's not just that.
I
mean, there's probably a few of those around here, but with your side and obviously talking with you and the steps that you've been taking, well, how'd you get involved with it? Is this completely new to you, or are you involved with it before?
I've been friends with Jeremy here. We both moved here a long time ago. He brought this to my attention end of last year that they were planning to do 1 to 5 acres on a smaller scale and just cultivate. I had the vision for turning it into something bigger. And, you know, we talked about it, realized we could bump our cultivation up, realized we could also get into all different aspects, including the processing and the production of different kinds of products. So we started the wheel rolling. You know, first thing was getting partners to work with, because we obviously don't have, you know, a crop that's out right now. So trying to get all these different wheels to move together. And
I got to say kudos to you guys, you know, being younger and being new into this, and to kind of put your feelers out and feeling it out, and it being kind of a new thing for just the state in general.
Yeah.
No, it's kudos, man, because doing something like this, first off, takes balls.
Yeah,
you know, it takes money, obviously, which we all could get a little bit more of, you know, and you guys seriously following through with it and actually doing it.
There's no blueprint, you know, for what we're doing.
Everybody can talk about it.
That's the thing I like to touch on, too, is I get a lot of people. And I've been in that position, too, where I was been trying to get my grow started, and it takes money, it takes, you know, equipment. You can't really start a grow unless you're going to know that you're going to have success, because otherwise you just pump it all in and it fails and you fold up anyway. It takes time to get there.
Yeah.
But a lot of people want to assume that it's just all gravy.
Yeah.
And it's easy peasy, and that, you know, this, that, and I don't have any bills, you know, I'm just raking in money.
Yeah.
Like, no, got huge bills, lots of them, always spending money.
Not to mention doing it.
Not for me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and doing it responsibly and making sure you're taking the right avenues, because the quickest way to screw up the progress that we've done is by having people half-ass it, not going through the proper channels, getting in trouble with the law until we, you know, have it figured out. And that's not some easy task.
And actually taking that initiative, you know, again, you get a lot of people that want to bitch and moan about, well, why didn't I get a swing? Well, you do have to get off your ass.
Yeah, exactly.
You actually have to do it.
Yeah, like you guys. That's fantastic. So now I know really just kind of in the infancy of this, in planning this, is it a 5-year, 10-year? Are you guys kind of looking that far ahead in the big vision of things?
Yeah, right now we're working on a 5-year plan on all aspects of it. So we hope to be up to, 200 acres here in the next 2 years.
Wow.
So that would, you know, be more than four times what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
We hope to have at least 25 products in the next 3 years. This year, we're going to start with 10.
Awesome.
Currently have two out right now. Other eight are in the final production phases, It just takes a lot of time with research and development.
Oh, yeah.
You know, simple things down just to labeling. Our labels are being designed.
Isn't that fun?
In Grand Rapids, you know, and then they're getting printed off in Denver, and then they're sending them here. And
not to mention just the farming itself.
Yeah.
That's a whole task itself, man. Yeah.
So it's, they're really, here in the future, you know, if you were a hemp farmer coming in 2 years, there'd be a lot of services right here in your community that you can use tried and true methods. For us, we're having to go nationwide to find, you know, one person to do this, one person to do that.
Yeah.
It's fun. So hopefully we can, you know, write the book on how to do this here in Michigan.
I love that.
And as the processing gets going too, as we move forward with our processing, that's going to get really big.
You know, it's going to be called, the BC Hemco Method. That's what it's going to be called. Nice. I think that's a nice, I like that. That's right. The book, the Bible. It's the BC Hemco Bible if you want to do it.
we're not only, you know, doing this for the community, but like our direct community, but, you know, we're constantly talking with the Michigan Department of Agriculture, trying to, you know, map out plans with them as well.
Yeah.
To get rules, regulations.
Well, and we're lucky to be on that development side of things right now, where we can go back and forth with them and say, hey, look, we did this and we did it this way and this is what we got. And then we did this and we, you know, and then they got their other avenues. Oh, well, these guys did something similar to these guys and now we see a similar result. We can actually have some
real
data
shit going.
Yeah, because data is what they're looking for.
Which is what you live for, Joel, isn't it, right there? Numbers and data and papers.
Another thing is, how many times have I said on this podcast that we have developed the best team in the country?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So, singing the praises and everyone that we've met.
It'll come full circle. We'll get some more, you know, people in.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't met the main, you know, farmer guy.
Get
Ryan in here, you know, one day. And,
He's a little shy.
We got a damn good team, man. Yeah. And we're going to do this for Southwest Michigan. We're going to put us on the map. And
that's where it starts.
We're going to make it happen for Michigan.
The beautiful of it is the fact that we get to do this and become a business and become successful in something great. And its recoil is better health. The recoil of what we're doing is
positive.
Better.
Better health and better. This may sound cheesy, but a better planet. I mean, we're finding ways.
It's legitimate, and
some people, you damn hippies with your tree. But
it's true.
The science is there, and we're learning more.
I've never hugged a tree or kissed and loved on a tree, but I have put my hand on a tree and felt its energy.
Yeah.
That's a real thing, you know. And like I said, a lot of people aren't too in tune with themselves, and they throw the hippie card out there. Right. And the fact of the matter is, we are of this earth.
You know what? Those people, though, in however much time it takes, are going to be crawling back to you.
Yeah. For sure. Well, like I said, if you really go walk through the woods and just get depressed on how much plastic is out there, how much garbage is out, and you really take a look, and just if you think we're not doing irreversible damage to this planet, you're an idiot. And now we have people that are working to improve it. You guys are, and that's and I'm excited for it. That's why talking about today and the people, the higher ups that we need to really open their eyes to what's possible.
Again, I threw that idea of hemp up and down our highways.
Yeah,
we grow that textile hemp. And up and down the highways, it cleans up all that oil runoff, and you run that shit for concrete or whatever for the damn road right there.
Yeah, exactly. We'll convince everybody that one of these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just keep talking.
I'm loud. People can't ignore me, so we're good.
All right.
Well, I love it. Well, let him out of the office someday so he can get some sun, for God's sake. He needs that vitamin D.
We were actually, before we came out here, we were out in our field in Sodus.
Was he like, and sunshine?
Sometimes you gotta rip them out, you know.
Yeah, come on,
let's go. But no, we were out sexing our plants, which is, you know, pretty much...
You gotta be real careful and you can't put it on film.
Yeah. we're trying to
Unless you're getting paid.
Yeah, that's right.
Shit. we were trying to, you know, see if we had any male plants out there, and we were doing beneficial insects, putting beneficial insects out in the field. And other
the way
things
you do
like that,
that
so.
The balls on the plant, you cup them.
Mind the stepchildren. Mind the stepchildren. Well, I'm so excited for you guys, as always. This is always so much fun to really just kind of delve into different areas.
Dude, I'm jacked.
Yeah.
This is every time we do a pod, it gets more and more exciting.
Yeah.
It comes from you guys, too, because it radiates off you guys, man. You guys
are excited
about something.
Yeah. You know,
you know what? We're here to help. We're here to put it out. You guys, you know, do the good thing for the planet. Yep. We'll inform the people.
We'll smoke it.
We'll smoke it. Right.
I'll wear my hemp sweatshirt.
There you go.
Well, I love it. Well, guys, thank you so much. Joel, pleasure meeting you.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with everything. I know you got all the paperwork stuff.
Now get back in the basement.
Get back in the basement. Have you seen my stapler? If he ever says that, he's too far gone.
He's too far gone.
He went too far. And, of course, if anybody missed anything, WIRX.com, the podcast page, will have everything on there for you. Explore more. Again, we always encourage people, do your research and go at this with an open mind, learn, read, discuss.
Start with an open mind.
Yeah, well, of course.
And the way you get there is you fire up a joint.
There you go.
But if you don't want to fire up a joint, you could always come and ask BC Hemp Co. You can ask us directly.
That's right.
Also, you know, get you in. Yeah.
We have.
They'll show you.
We have phone numbers. We have, you know, our email. We have,
and the CBD,
you know, all those
thing
avenues.
Too. Again, like the I had a lady that is in. She, you know, works in the county and does things. She can't do the THC side of things, but the CBD she can, and she's seeing great benefits in it. And, you know, again, she would maybe like to dabble to try some of the lower dose THC products, but in her position she can't. But nonetheless, still seeing benefits for CBD. Mm-hmm. So don't exile at all.
Oh yeah,
you know, if you can. Definitely look into that CBD.
Yeah. Explore. Just do research and make. Don't let someone else make an opinion for you.
Just don't be a dick.
And don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick, for God's sakes. All right, guys. Well, thank you again so much. I appreciate it as always. And again, check out more WIRX.com, the podcast. And we'll do this again next time with another informative area. And of course, make up your mind, do research, learn, grow, and grow with us here in Southwest Michigan. We'll be back.